You're listening to P. I'm your host, Stacey Wade, and this is episode number 4. We're talking today about The World is Just a Piece of Shit from God. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Science has proven time and again that religion is a fairy tale and that being with God is not a modern masterpiece. Nature has shown this again, and again, that there is no God, there are no bones made of them, there are no gods that shake, etc. This does not mean that God does not have a body, but it does not mean that the body is irrelevant in the sense that we are all God's image. This does not mean, of course, that God has a body, but there is no reason to get upset about laws that go deeper than the way the Creator treats us. Likewise, every element of human creation is human, and this means that some parts of human creation are somehow in the image of God, while others are not. Every part of our body is somehow a reflection of the divine, and so are the elements of creation and of man. Even if this is only the history of the world, our task as servants of God is to cling to the sacred and to avoid the dirty. The pain often comes from living in a world that is not what God has intended for us, and the soul, educated in the love of God, will do nothing to offend the beloved. If we insist that God does something in a certain way, we are only hurting ourselves. He has his way of doing things and we do what we want, but he has to do it in a special way because that's how his relationship with us is. If you do not take this doctrine literally, he says, and believe you have found God's nature, you are insulting his honor because God forbids it. This is what Jesus meant when he said, "Be to the world and not against it, for there is no world that is not in it." If the worst that can be said is true, then it seems that belief in a God is a form of irrationality. If evolution is true, then somehow there is no God and there is not much hope. I would agree, but here's the thing, life has nothing to do with the belief that Christ came to life in communion with men. Life is a crappy journey, you live for a few years and then die without achieving anything in the end. Sometimes you think of all sorts of things that are wrong with your life, such as a lack of self-control, a sense of hopelessness or even depression. We would agree to all these things if there were a God and if evolution were true, there would be some kind of divine intervention in our lives, at least in some way, if not in all. When good things happen, it may be a habit to thank God, but when bad things happen, it is not the devil's plan and that is how life works. I think that when God says that he wants us to have life and to have it to the fullest, it means that he takes things that make us laugh and make us not worry. We are constantly consuming uplifting messages about how even bad things that happen to us have value in the light of truth, because even when they happen to you, it is just the same. Chances are, happiness is not a myth, we just do it because we have to, and that's the right way it works in life. If people continue to believe in a God they despise, then this belief will probably turn into a belief in the devil and not in God, or at least not in the truth. We must learn that we must use even the most difficult experiences to guide the God we have in our lives more comprehensively. I believe that God is more merciful than we can imagine, and although I do not know why some people suffer more than others, I cannot rest on my belief in a good, loving God. But I reckon Christ can do it, because after his death we are completely forgiven and he removes our transgressions, just as the East lies in the West. Christian woman was born and is born because of his faith in God's mercy and his love for all people. In fact, there are statements that worship us and call upon us to bless God only in America, but suffering in general is really the fragility of the world we find ourselves in. We are told that our society is upside down, that this world is wrong and that the sacred cows are waiting to be slaughtered. But I find it difficult to find any truth in this statement, even in the most basic statements about God's love and mercy. Thank you all for joining us again on P. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.